It is 1:08 on a spectacular Saturday, and that means it's Tech Talk time. Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. I'm Steve Thompson. Jonathan Lowe is our studio coordinator. Here are the numbers on the program. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Or text 81807. That's 81807. And we look forward to seeing your calls and texts on the program today. Doug, lovely day. How you been?
Absolutely wonderful, Steve. You know, we're going to be at the fair next week, right?
We are going to be live at the fair. All our programs will be there starting Thursday with Dave Lee in the Morning News. But next Saturday is, so we invite folks to stop out and talk to Doug live on Tech Talk between 1 and 2 o'clock.
We always have a good time out there.
Yeah, and looks like sneak peek. First day of the fair Thursday, sunny 75.
Oh.
Friday is sunny 75, and hopefully that trend continues next Saturday.
There
you
go.
We get a cool, comfortable day at the fair. Lot to get into. I want to circle back around to something we've talked about quite a bit this summer, and those are those dreaded scams.
Oh.
I'm sure you're bombarded with phone calls from people. Once again, a friendly reminder up front, this will save people money. We don't want to contribute to the bad behavior of the scamsters. If someone calls you on the phone and says they want to help you with your computer or your computer is infected, don't buy it. Hang up the phone.
You know, I'm really glad that you brought this up. Last week and the week before, we talked about this nice lady that I helped that got clipped for $500.
Yeah.
I got an email from her the other day, and her credit card company, Bank of America, has refused to give her back her money, and she was within the 30 days. I find that shameful. I recommended to her that she contact the state attorney general's office and give them the information. This is the first time in a long, long time I've seen a credit card company of any kind not jump to the defense of their customer. This was really mind-boggling for me. And this, by the way, Steve, so you know, this was with an email that I put together explaining exactly what they did and exactly what they didn't do and how she was overcharged. So that surprised me. So more than ever, we have to use caution. Just don't give them your money until you're absolutely certain.
Yeah, and it is one of those things. People will not, reputable companies will not call out of the blue and tell you, oh, your computer is infected. We have reason to believe this. We are concerned about that. It's a scam. Run and hide from that. Talk to someone reputable, preferably local, and find out more about that. But if you do have concerns, say, for instance, you own a Dell and you bought it online or wherever, get a hold of them. They
absolutely
have support numbers. I mean,
absolutely.
Do a follow-up. For instance, if you get a call from someone who claims to be the bank, say, hey, can I call you back? You know, go online, get a number from the website. You know, just don't take their word for it if they're calling in. And that's true with a lot of things, but particularly with computers. The other one is you can be in a browser and you'll get that dreaded pop-up, if you will.
Yep. That, and if it's within a browser, your computer is not infected. Even with Microsoft Internet Explorer 11 and beyond, and Edge and Chrome and Mozilla Firefox, what you're seeing is a web page. I don't care about what it says about warning. I don't care about flashing letters telling you to hurry up and call this number. When you call that number, you've actually initiated the transaction. And I think that's why this nice lady is having some difficulty getting back her money, even though they took it from her, in my opinion, fraudulently. So, yeah, when it's inside of a browser, shut off the browser, restart your computer, try a different browser on the same site. You're probably not going to see it. If you continue to see it, go to Google, open up a search box, and type in ADW Cleaner. And that's from Malwarebytes. Download it and run it. It's a portable program. Doesn't even require installation on your computer. Run it, clean it, reboot, and whatever little remnants and nasties that are on your machine will be gone. Do not overreact. That's our message. And I think that as long as people follow that, they will be much, much, much happier and a lot of money ahead.
All right, our number is again, if you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Text 81807, that is 81807. And we're going to start on the phone lines today. We have a number of texts already lined up, but better to call now than later. There's a very good chance we'll get you in early. We always run out of time later in the program. Let's go to Pete in Roseville. Pete, you're on the air.
Thanks. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Pete.
We've been having problems with our Google Chrome, where we'll open it up and we'll go out to a website. Like this morning, I was doing a survey for a restaurant, and all of a sudden it'll say not responding, and so the only thing I can really do is restart the computer, and then it'll kind of cure itself. But it's kind of annoying.
Are you running this? Is this are you set up with a Wi-Fi or is this cabled?
It's Wi-Fi.
I think you're having some issues with your router. Try a different browser. Go to Mozilla, and let's make sure of that first. If you have the same condition in Mozilla, the same condition in Edge or Explorer, then we got to be looking at your router. Now, if it is narrowed down to Google Chrome, there's probably been an extension added. And if you go under your settings and under add-ons or extensions, you could actually disable them without actually removing them to see if that cures it. But I got to tell you, the feeling in my gut is this has more to do with your router being interrupted with your Wi-Fi. You're probably trying to train up to somebody, one of your neighbors probably bought a new router that's got a stronger signal, and your Wi-Fi adapter is attempting to connect to that stronger signal. I would bet you money that's what's going on. You try that, and if that doesn't work, you give me a call next week, and we'll connect up and take a quick peek. Thank you for the call, Pete. Have a good weekend.
All right, Tech Talk continues at 1:16. Real quickie for you, Doug, directly. Have you done work setting up computer systems for businesses?
Yeah, I do that from time to time. Not as much as we used to, but yeah, I got several businesses we do that for, sure.
Yeah, okay. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. How can I check router speed of a Linksys router and the PC is running Vista? I don't know why they want to do that, but...
Your best test... Now, here's the thing with routers. A router has no interest in throttling your bandwidth. That router should open right up to your largest pipe. Now, sometimes if your PC is dirty, it's unable to buffer and take advantage of all of the things that the router might have. If you're checking your internet speed, there's two websites that I highly recommend. The first one is testmy.net, testmy.net, and you can just click on test internet and combined, and it will display both your upstream and your downstream. The second one is dslreports.com/speedtest, dslreports.com/speedtest. And this is just a gem. You can select cable, DSL, Wi-Fi, and that's an excellent, excellent speed test as well. Anytime we give this information out, Steve, as you probably recall, we always remind people, if you're paying for, say, for example, 80 megabits per second at Comcast, and you're showing 70 megabits download speed, please don't call Xfinity and tell them they're screwing you. This is all part of the internet experience. Comcast doesn't always have control over the numerous routers and equipment that network packet is flowing through. If you're hitting 85 to 90%, you are golden. Mm. Just keep that in mind when you're running these tests and run them for a couple of days before you call your ISP. CenturyLink and Comcast and Xfinity, they want your internet as fast as possible. Because let's face it, it also frees up their equipment. It's not like it used to be where it's like selling gas that you pay for a gallon and get a quart. It's not like that anymore. Everything has changed the last several years.
All right, Todd, I have both CC Cleaner and Advanced System Care Pro. You said you had some issues with Driver Booster. What could be an alternative?
Well, you know, if Driver Booster is actually supposed to be checking your system to make sure your drivers are up to date. And I think this is out of hand today. As long as your computer is running and functioning, I wouldn't even bother to update drivers. If you've got Windows 10, for example, Windows 10 is actually doing a tremendous job of keeping your drivers up to date. And Linux is the same way. Every time you turn on your computer with a Linux system, it's checking your drivers and going out and making adjustments if they're necessary. But to start tinkering, always keep in mind, I'm kind of old school. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just enjoy your computer, get on the net, get your mail, YouTube, whatnot. But you know, sometimes we can over-tinker. And just keep in mind, whatever you do, even if you got to keep notes, just remember what you did so you can undo it.
All right, good advice. Donna and Delano is waiting on the phone lines. We have some lines open. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. You can text. Great way to go. 81807. 81807. We have a ton of those lined up. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart in studio today here on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
123 Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart in studio. My name is Steve Thompson. Jonathan Lowe is our friendly studio coordinator. If you want to talk to Doug on the phone lines, call 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That's 81807. Donna's been waiting. Let's bring Donna in. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Donna. What's going on?
Well, whenever I get on YouTube, my computer shuts down and then turns back on. It takes the sound and the pictures away, but it comes right back on. But it does it so often I can't, you know, just on and off, on and off.
Are you sure it's not going to sleep?
No, I'm not sure.
I want you to give me a call next week. I want to connect. It sounds to me like you've got your power settings set way, way too restrictive. I want to take a look at that. Make sure you got enough bandwidth. But I think what's happening is you're watching a movie and you probably got your screensaver or your screen going blank within a minute or two. And that also will stop your sound unless we can just do a couple of adjustments and clear that up. I don't really think your computer's rebooting, but we'll check it out. Give me a call next Wednesday morning or Tuesday, and we'll connect up and we'll get this thing squared away for you.
All right, very good. Some of those sleep settings and screensavers and all of that sort of thing. I mean, you got to back that down. Especially if you're doing a lot of reading or watching, as you pointed out, a video or whatever, that can get really annoying.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I generally, in a Windows machine, set the screen to blank at 14 minutes, so that gives it plenty of time. Then if you move your mouse, you can wake it back up.
Yeah, and it was a big deal once upon a time when they had the old bulky CRTs,
exactly.
The old tube-type monitors. The burn-in isn't nearly as bad in modern flat-screen monitors.
That's exactly correct. You know, we've come a long way in 40 years with computers. A long, long way.
Yeah, and I never want to haul another tube-type monitor or tube-type television. A few years ago, we hauled an old Sony, big tube-type Sony. I mean, heavy-duty. It came with the house.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a Trinitron. I mean, this was a lead-line case. This thing weighed a ton.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, it was just a beast.
The first hard drives we put into a machine, honest to God, Steve, they weighed 38 pounds for a hard drive. 38 pounds.
Well, now, the monitors you've lugged around over the years.
You bet. Yeah. Now, you'd put that 38-pound hard drive into an IBM XT and put in the memory and put in the video card. You easily were carting around 60 pounds of computer. And the first portables, no lie, they were really happy when they were able to advertise weighs less than 40 pounds.
Yeah, just amazing.
Yeah, things have changed.
Yeah, and you got a lot more computing power in the phone in your pocket.
You do.
For sure. Let's go to Gloria in Plymouth. Gloria, you're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering if you could repeat that website to go to for cleaning up if you've had a pop-up. And then I had a question. Is that something a person should do off and on or only when you definitely know there's a problem with the computer?
Well, now, ADW Cleaner is from Malware Bytes. And if you go to Google and in the search box, just type in with no spaces, ADW Cleaner, and then hit your space bar, hit a plus sign, hit your space bar again, and type in Major Geeks, MajorGeeks. That link, that first link that comes up on the search results will take you right into Major Geeks file depository and show you two or three places where you can click and download ADW Cleaner. Now, ADW Cleaner, this is a portable file that is produced by Malware Bytes to run as needed. Now, it's not shouldn't be considered a part of your normal maintenance. This thing will download a new database and scan your computer for pop-ups and any kind of malware and that kind of thing, and it will clean them. When you reboot your computer, it will give you a text file that you can save and that will tell you exactly what it did and what it removed. If you're having issues, you might want to consider buying the Malware Bytes Premier. Wonderful, wonderful package. And I really like these people. They've been around for years and years and years, and I like to support them. So, but ADW Cleaner is just when you need it, because you're probably going to need to re-download a new one a month from now or 2 months from now if necessary. And thank you for the call.
All right, 128, quick one from the text line. By the way, text 81807, 81807. How do you stop robocalls? We get them. We still have a landline at home, and I get robocalls. I have no idea. I have no idea how to stop this, because whenever you try and call them back or block these numbers, they find a new way in. I'm not sure about this.
I've been searching for a way for years now. My 552-9543 telephone number, I've had for, I'm going to guess, well over 30 years. The longer you've got that number, the more it seems to propagate out to these sales. There's no good answer here.
Yeah, and they were supposed to crack, I mean, there are laws that are passed and telemarketing calls, but robocalls, I'm not sure about that.
I have signed up for every one of them blockers that I could possibly find. There really is no one single answer. And then they passed laws that said they can't just automatically call you unless they've got a previous relationship. So then all of a sudden, all these little sub-corporations started to develop so they could actually propagate the... It's a tough, tough call. It's a really tough call.
Yeah, it is a bummer. It is a nuisance. I think on our landline at home, 75% of the calls, 80% of the calls we get are robocalls, telemarketing calls, etc.
Yeah, we all are dealing with this, and I wish that we could do something.
All right, quick break for the weather. We'll come back. We have Ed and Mark waiting on the phone lines, and we have a number of texts to get to. Tech Talk underway on a Saturday here at CUCO. 135, 25 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock. What a day, 75 degrees. We appreciate all the calls and texts on the program. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. Let's get to some texts real quickly here, and we'll jump back to the phone lines momentarily. So those of you waiting on the phones, including Ed, Mark, and Grace, hang on the phone line. I heard you say something about Windows 10 needing 8 gigs or more of RAM. My old former 7 machine has 6 gigs of RAM. Freezes up since I downloaded 10. Should I add more RAM or go in another direction?
I don't think it's the RAM on that machine. When I recommend 8 gigs, I'm talking about a new computer. I've got a lot of machines that I'd redo that have 4 gigs of RAM with Windows 10, and if it's configured properly, it will run just fine. If you've got some lockups going on, and this is a machine that has actually gone through the transition of coming from 7 or 8 to Windows 10, you may want to get all of your data off there, download an ISO, a Windows 10 ISO, so you can reinstall Windows from a fresh install. Make absolutely certain you have all of your data first. I'm finding that with a fresh install of Windows, Clearing out all these extra files is a huge advantage. Also, while you're in there, if this is a desktop or a laptop and you're not squeamish about swapping some memory modules around, you may want to shut it off and just replace your memory modules in a different order. Just flip them around and put them in different slots. Sometimes just forcing them to remap the memory can make all the difference in the world. Great, great text, and thank you so much.
All right, here's another quickie. What do you think of PC-matic? Have you heard of it?
I have. I'm not real big on this one. I find that when it comes to optimizing my system, I am really, really biased towards CCleaner. It's just been so good to us all for so many years, and it will do, I think, a much, much better job. The PC-matic and PC-mechanic, and I think they're both from the same people, I think. Within a month or so, you're going to start getting pushed to download and buy this, download, buy that. I'm not real crazy about that kind of marketing scheme. That push marketing just doesn't move me at all.
All right. I have a 5-year-old iPad. How can I tell if it's time to replace it? What do you think of the new models? I have a quick input on this. We have one of the very earliest iPads. This thing is almost 8 years old. It's one of the first things we bought when my daughter was injured because of the touchscreen capability. She doesn't use this anymore. She has a newer iPad that she uses. But this thing still runs. Now, there's certain things that can't be done. It can't be upgraded, the operating system. But there are still a number of apps that run on this thing, and it's 8 years old. So 5 years old, I think you're good.
Let the good times roll. Now, I will say this. The new iPad Pro is dangerously close to competing head-to-head with a PC. These are going to be unbelievable machines. And they'll be out in the next 30 to 60 days. But a 5-year-old iPad, if it's running, hey, you just keep right on using it.
Yeah, the biggest thing is the battery. You know, if it recharges and holds a charge, swapping out batteries in these things can be problematic, can get expensive. And then you start getting into that range of, do I just get a new one? So, you know, if the battery life's okay, like I say, we've got one that's still running almost 8 years later.
Well, that's a testament to you taking good care of your equipment as well. But the fact is that, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I would recommend for this 5-year-old iPad that you just hang on to this, work with it, save your money, and get ready for one of these that are coming out in the next month or so. Wait till they drop in price a little bit and jump right on one. These new iPads are going to be nice, nice equipment. Really nice equipment.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here on Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart here at News Radio 830-WCCO. We see Mark in Plymouth has been waiting the longest. Let's start there. Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi. You answered my question about PC-matic. That was one of the questions. You're not a fan of it.
Yeah, okay.
And then secondly, I'm running Acronis to back up the computer itself.
Sure.
And then there was one-click item, and I'm trying to remember the name of the software, that you're not so high on it now because they do very heavy push marketing.
That was Advanced System Care.
Yeah,
and so I kind of have strayed away from that. So I'm just not big on this. It's like every week they're coming out, and the automatic one push has turned into a one push automatic clean, and oops, you've downloaded 3 more pieces of software that you don't need. So I've really gotten away from it. I'm really, really biased towards CCleaner for optimizing the efficiency of your computer. And thank you for the call.
All right, how do you find CCleaner?
Oh, just open up a Google search box and type in CCLEANER space free space download. Take you right there. When you're downloading, you'll come to a page, and it will allow you to have the professional version full blown for 30 days, but then you'll have to purchase it. And the free version will last forever, somewhat limited. I do like to remind people that if you've got the free version, you've used it for 6 months to a year, it's keeping your computer up to snuff, by all means, spend $20-$30 and buy the pro version. Let's keep these fine folks at Pureform in business.
All right, let's go to Grace in Bloomington. She has a follow-up on robocalls. Hello.
Oh, hi. I just love the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say I have a landline phone with CenturyLink. I've been with them when they were my bill.
Oh, sure.
And there is a feature on the phone that people can get, and I'm not at the house right now. It's star 78 or star 98, where you can actually have a call rejection, also no soliciting. And you can put that on. It's on your phone. You have to call them. You can put it on your phone. If you get a call from one of these people, all you have to do is add that number to call rejection or no solicitation. You will not get them.
Oh,
that's interesting. I'm going to check that out. Thank you so much.
All right. So that's handy for folks with the...
With CenturyLink.
Yep, with CenturyLink and the old traditional landline. I still have one of those. I have a CenturyLink DSL at home as well. Another problem is the robocalls that, you know, you get on your cell phone.
They're coming out of the blue.
I'm getting more and more of those, and I'm not sure what the answer is there. All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Let's bring in Marty. Marty, you're on the air. Or excuse me, let's bring in Ed. I'm sorry, Marty. Hold on a moment. Let's go to Ed. Ed's been waiting longer. Ed, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, welcome to Sea Cleaner Day.
All right.
I got a question. I run Sea Cleaner constantly, basically. Could it possibly damage my hard drive by burning sectors out or anything like that?
I doubt it, but here's what I'm going to remind you of Sea Cleaner. Once you have it installed, you will notice that little red C down in the lower right-hand corner of your screen called your tray area. Sea Cleaner is a terminate and stay resident program, which means that when you boot Windows, a small little particle of your RAM is being dedicated to Sea Cleaner to keep an eye on your system. You only need to run this thing when you get a pop-up from Sea Cleaner that says, whoop, looks like you got a lot of temp files. Clean now? Okay. If you click on that, it'll just open right up and run like normal. I don't think that you need to manually open this thing and run it constantly. I'm really glad that you brought this up, Ed. Our hard drives, unless we've got an SSD drive, is one of the few mechanical parts in our computer. Let's not overuse them. So to answer your question, yes and no. Sea Cleaner is gentle, but any activity on your hard drive is definitely creating wear. And thank you so much for the call.
All right. Great call, Ed. We certainly do appreciate that. Let's go to Ron. It's Sea Cleaner and Robocall Day here on Tech Talk. Ron, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good day. Happy Saturday, gentlemen. You know, this is the day you should be out at the fair doing the show outside.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully it'll be like this next week, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Regarding your previous call regarding CenturyLink, yes, there's a service you can get from CenturyLink. Yes, and same here. I've had my business line with CenturyLink, my bill previously for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a service from CenturyLink that will allow you to block up to 25 calls, and which I've done it. So I maxed my call rejection service. So, and by the way, that service costs $5.95 a month.
Right.
But it's well worth it. Now, regarding cell phones, you just mentioned earlier that I've been getting a lot of robocalls, and it's a new scam thing. It starts out with the local area code of 612. Then it starts out 1403211 and so on.
Yep.
And I saw a news clip on, it was either Fox or CNN on this topic, where now they're masking their numbers with a local area code like 612.
Sure. Correct.
So, but how do you get rid of, block the damn things?
I have no idea, Ron.
And when they buy these numbers, they will actually get a block of numbers, and they'll start revolving them. I know good and well I'm getting 10, 15 calls from the same people, different numbers popping up. So just to block the one number, it's not going to stop it. We feel your pain. We truly do. Hopefully, all of our lawmakers are listening, because guess what? They all got phones, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're listening and they will respond once we get to a point to where they can actually start working on something that matters.
Well, and I know those telemarketing laws and nuisance call laws, there are loopholes, there are ways around it. And let's face it, The bad guys don't pay attention to the laws anyway.
Yeah, they don't care.
You know,
they don't care.
The people that send out the emails or make phone calls to people and say, we've detected a problem with your computer.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just one of those things we're going to have to deal with, that's for sure. Let's bring in Marty. Marty, you're on the air. Hello. Sorry about the false alarm earlier.
Good afternoon. No problem. Hey, I called in a couple of weeks ago questioning the possibility of a partition error.
Okay.
I have since downloaded, I think, roughly 300-350 gigabytes of photos and files. I do a lot of history, photo scanning, genealogy type stuff.
Okay.
I'm having problems. What machine I have, it's about a 5-6-year-old HP Pavilion desktop, Windows 7, 64-bit, with an A6 AMD processor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the last couple months slowing down, and I run with Firefox. I hardly ever use Internet Explorer. I do often have 50, 60 tabs open at a time with eBay, Facebook, genealogy sites, etc. But even after I cleaned out the machine, just sitting in idle, my CPU usage is 10 to 15%. When I click Task Manager, when it's acting up, it's spinning at 60 to 70% CPU usage.
Yeah, we got to get into this a little bit deeper. You got something that's popping open in the. I want you to give me a call next week. We're going to connect up remotely, and we're going to go into your Windows services and find out what's going on automatically. We will get to the root of this. With this many tabs open, you might want to consider adding some RAM to that machine, and you and I will discuss a dual configuration with a solid-state drive being your operating system and a big drive for your data. And that also might help. Give me a call next week when we got a little extra time, and we'll go through this for you.
And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Dave, Ray, hang on the phone lines. We have text to get to in the final segment of the program.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
9 minutes now in front of 2, all the news and weather at 2, and then we have Ask the Expert between 2 and 3. Today, it's the vet. Dr. Gene Geske will be in studio. Dogs, cats, by all means, if you want to talk to the vet about your pet, next hour is for you. Let's go to the phone lines again. A few minutes left with Doug on Tech Talk. Let's bring in Ray in Big Lake. Ray, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I have HP all-in-one, and you'd think the hard drive overheated in it.
Okay.
Okay, I was curious, can that unit be used as a monitor with a tower computer?
If it's still running, just swap out the drive. Is it still running?
Yep.
Yeah, get a hold of me next week. We'll put an SSD drive in there and fire that baby up. It'll be 4 to 10 times its normal speed. An SSD drive, depending on what we get you, will probably cost less than $100 for hardware. We'll make that thing run better than it ever has. Give me a call next week, Ray, and we'll discuss this. And thank you for the call.
All right. By the way, we have a number of follow-ups on robocalls.
Cool.
Once again, CCleaner and robocall has dominated the program.
Does anybody
today.
Got our answer yet, Steve?
Here is... the national do not call list at donotcall.gov or 888-382-1222. The free service works for residential and wireless numbers. Problem is, that would be great if the bad guys, the wrongdoers, paid attention to the laws.
I'm all signed up with all of them.
Yeah. So I just think it's one of those where they're very good intentions, but once again, the people that... don't want to abide by the laws, aren't going to abide by the law.
Now, with that said, it's very, very possible that my signing up for these services has limited what I would normally get. I can't tell. We don't know what we're not getting, which is a good thing. But I still get an awful lot of them. So it's probably helping. Sign up. I bet I'm signed up with 6 or 8 of these things. As soon as I step... find a new one, I'll sign up and add my number to it.
Let's see. Don't want to get into any more robocalls before the end of the program today. There is one follow-up that we should get to. There are apps, if you have an iPhone or an Android device, that may help with those robocalls. So we'll do a little research on that and talk more about it maybe next week at the fair.
Cool.
I'm sure it will come up. I'll get into that. Also, another text said there are settings in your phone that when you reject a call, that it'll block that number. But once again, a lot of these have a series of numbers and have a lot of ways to circumvent that because they know about these apps as well.
Yep, they mask the numbers, right?
All right, here's one before we run out of time from our text line. How do you remove saved screen names and passwords in Chrome?
You actually have to go underneath the users and pull them out one by one. It's almost easier if you take and just completely uninstall Google Chrome and reinstall it, which from time to time doesn't hurt. The big thing with these browsers, and this is all browsers, Internet Explorer, Microsoft Edge, Mozilla Firefox, Chrome, Opera, SlimJet, all of them, be aware of adding extensions. Be aware of adding add-ons. You really don't want any more of them added to your browser than absolutely necessary. They take up bandwidth from your internet. They will slow down your internet. Some of them are real, real lean and clean. Say, for example, you've got Adobe. Adobe has an add-in for browsers, so when you hit a PDF file, it will automatically open up in the browser. That takes virtually no resources. That's a good add-on. There are good and bad to these things.
All right, we're almost out of time. Here's a real quick one. Is there any free software that can handle Excel-like files?
Oh, LibreOffice.
Yep. How do you spell it?
LibreOffice.org.
It's a good
download one. It. Make sure you can get the, and you can run the 32-bit version on a 64-bit machine. It's a full Office suite with Libre. We can open, edit, and save any Microsoft Office file.
Yeah, it's a good one. Spell it again.
Libre. The French word for free.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we got to run. Doug, phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And I'll see you next week at the fair.
All right, see you at the fair next Saturday at 1 here on CCO.